We're at a meeting in Wisner, Nebraska, to hear about the proposal for a state beef checkoff, a meeting sponsored by Nebraska Cattlemen. We're going to talk with Dave Hamilton again. Dave headed up the task force that looked into the concept of a state beef checkoff. And Dave, I think this is, what, your fifth meeting or so that you've had? Tell us how these are going so far.
That's right, Ken. We've had four meetings so far. Had one last night in Claytonia, just south of Lincoln. And at those four meetings, we've got about 250 people now, all combined, that have come to the meetings. And we've had good spirited discussion. We've had a lot of folks in favor, and then there's a fair number of folks that are skeptical about it and asking questions. And, of course, that's the reason for the meetings, you know, is to let producers have some input into the process. And we're just wanting to share with them what our task force came out with. And so it's gone very well. You know, we're encouraged by what we've heard and offering information and gathering input from producers.
Let's talk about, I guess, some of the reasons to support a state beef checkoff. We've had this discussion in the past, but one of those, I guess, is that it's been, what, 25 years or more since there's been an increase in the national checkoff?
That's right, Ken. It's been 27 years now since 1985, and there's three things that I like to point out, and number one is inflation. The 1985 dollar's worth 47 cents today, so we've lost a lot of purchasing power just through inflation. Number two is inventory. We're down 10 million cows on a nationwide basis, or about 25%. And since we collect that checkoff on a per-head basis, why, that's a significant loss. And the third thing is the dynamic consumer of today. There are so many more requests from consumers, things that I didn't think we'd be spending checkoff dollars on 10 or 15 years ago. You know, we have interest in now, such as the sustainability of the beef industry and our environmental footprint that we have as beef producers. And, of course, consumers they're more technically involved in terms of information. You know, all the millennial generation, and we'll talk about that later tonight, is so involved in social media. So we need to utilize that as well as be prepared to provide facts for everything that's out there on the Internet. As you know, a lot of that isn't favorable.
You mentioned you're hearing some skepticism from some folks. Are there one or two concerns that you're hearing more than others?
I think the one issue that we're hearing the most about is as producers that are concerned about dollars that aren't being collected in the non-brand area, the eastern third of Nebraska. We've heard that at each of the meetings. And so we're addressing that as it relates to the checkoff. And so I think that's the one thing that we've heard the most often.
Okay. So, again, the plan is to get the input here and then decide if it's worth going forward with a referendum, right?
That's correct. We're going to gather questionnaires and have so far up until now. And at the end, we will measure the level of support, and then we will determine whether we want to go forward then with a referendum. And so it's a series of hurdles. We're going through those meetings now, those nine meetings that were scheduled around the state, and then we'll move on from there.
With the possibility, I mean, if a referendum were held, if it were approved, then it would take legislation in the unicameral to establish a state beef checkoff.
That's correct. If we get favorable approval at the meetings and we want to move forward to a referendum, and then based on favorable approval at a referendum, then we would seek legislation in January of 2014. And with an implementation probably a year later than that, January of 2015. So we've got a number of hurdles to clear before we get to that final process, and we're just gathering information tonight and at the rest of those nine meetings.
Talk about kind of what you estimate dollar-wise what a state beef checkoff would bring in.
Currently, the national checkoff gathers about $9.7 million in the state. And once the state of origin dollars are returned to surrounding states, We think they're estimating somewhere between 6 to 7 million if we have the participation level that we would with the national checkoff right now.